It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
And you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. If this is your first time of joining us, I want to specially welcome you to this very, very special program where we get to learn and share the Word of God. Here we gather as eager listeners of the Word of God. We are always eager to know what God has to tell us every morning. So you're welcome to our midst. You're welcome to this family of devotionals. If there's any word like that, I want to specially welcome you. And if you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. Let us do ourselves a favor. Let's do somebody a favor by sharing this morning. Kindly share the link with somebody and let them be partakers of today's blessing. Like we always do on the show, I want you to take a second of your time to begin to appreciate God. Let's thank God for a brand new day. Let's thank God for the gift of life. Indeed, it's a gift and is indeed a miracle to be able to see each and every day. Today is the 28th day in the month of July 2024. And today is the last Sunday in this month. So we are indeed grateful to see the very last Sunday in the month of July 2024. Father, we want to say thank you and we ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to your holy name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And at this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Vessel of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you to the 28th day in the month of July 2024. Today, we'll be taking a topic that says Good Followership, Part 4. Good Followership, Part 4. And our aim today will be taken from Aim 8 of our Open Heaven Manual. You can find it at the back of the manual. I need thee every hour. A Bible in 1 year will be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 50 to chapter 52. Isaiah from chapter 50 to chapter 52. Our memory verse will be taken from the book of Romans chapter 15 verse 30. Our memory verse will be taken from Romans chapter 15 verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Romans chapter 15, verse 30. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Our Bible reading will be taken from the book of Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 to 38. Matthew chapter 26, from verse 36 to verse 38. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The Open Heaven for today says, As I conclude my teaching on good followership, which I started days ago, it is important to note that no matter how strong leaders may appear to be, they need to be encouraged sometimes by their followers. This is primarily because leadership is full of ups and downs. During the down moments, encouraging leaders will go a long way in helping them to succeed. Speaking words of encouragement, sending gifts, and honoring your leaders in whatever way you can will help them feel encouraged to keep going despite the burden of leadership. Many years ago, I felt discouraged. I had resigned from my lucrative lecturing job to become a church's general overseer and spent almost all my time praying for people and teaching them. There was a lot of burden on me, yet it seemed no one appreciated my efforts. One day I was so discouraged and tired of my position as the general overseer. And then I fell asleep in my office. When I woke up, a young girl was in my office with a cake. She said that God told her to bring the cake to me. I don't really like cakes, but I ate it because I was really touched by her thoughtfulness. When God lays it in your heart to do something to encourage your leader, please do not hesitate to do it. It may be the difference between the leader giving up or continuing the work. A good follower will always try to reduce the stress on a leader rather than add to it. Leaders are human beings like you. They face challenges just like you do, and even more as a result of the leadership position they occupy. You may not be able to totally relieve them of the stress that comes with leadership, but you can encourage them so they don't feel all their effort is a waste, and so they keep doing more. Some years ago, I was really down, but what helped me to get up and keep going was a message of one of my daughters in the Lord. She said, Daddy, let God carry you. Your message may be what God will use to encourage your leader. When Jesus was close to his crucifixion, he took Peter, James, and John to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray alongside him. He needed their encouragement for the task ahead. Pray for your leaders. Sometimes saying that you are praying for them, it's the encouragement they need to keep going. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, send a message or buy a gift for your leader today to encourage them for all the work they do and burdens they bear. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you would like to also be a blessing to somebody today, you can do that by simply sharing. How can you do that? You can do that by visiting our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you can visit all our past and current Open Heaven devotional manuals. You can always listen, revisit, and share with somebody today. Or you can listen to us live every single day by 7 a.m. And you can also enjoy all our other exciting segments for the day and throughout the day. by visiting our website, still on www.praisefellowsradio.com, or you can download our mobile application on Play Store or iOS, Praise Palace Radio. Just download and enjoy. Till you hear my voice again, until we gather for another word from the table of our Lord Jesus Christ, please do stay blessed. Have a lovely day today. God bless you.